It's National Pancake Day. You gotta put the butter and syrup on your pancake. All right, let's talk about breakfast food and which one is the best. It is National Pancake Day, so celebrate accordingly. 833-563-2539. You got to narrow it down to one breakfast item. I will include something like chicken and waffles as one item.
What?
What, you don't think chicken and waffles is one item? It is. It's like a particular dish.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I won't do bacon and eggs.
It's a hearty breakfast.
Those are two separate things. Yes, your blood pressure will rise. 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. Who's this? Whoa, sounds like a helicopter taking off. Hey, who's this?
Brandon.
Brandon, what's the number one breakfast item?
Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon. It's a little healthy. Now, this is a very important question, Brandon. Do you like your bacon burnt, like crispy, or you like soggy bacon?
I like it a little crispy.
Yes, he's on my team.
There you go.
I ask always for it crispy, like a little burnt.
Yep, don't burn it too much, but I don't want it all wet and floppy. I want it straight so like I can break it on my finger.
So many things I could have said there. Yes.
Okay, now it's tough though. Like I want everybody to think about that. 833-563-2539. What's the number one item? Like,
well, that's the thing about breakfast. It's the best. You can have it pretty much. I could have breakfast all day, every day, but for every meal.
But if you have to narrow it down to one thing, what is it? Because this is going to sound like a weird one, and you're able to change. But right now, I'm kind of leaning, for me personally, hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, like, can I put ketchup on my hash browns, or is that two choices?
Best hash browns? I'm still going with McDonald's. Like, Mickey D's. I haven't had their hash browns forever, but there's something, they're just crispy and delicious and golden brown. Yum.
All right, producer Pork Chop, working in the restaurant industry in your lifetime, you've probably been around some good food. What's the best breakfast item?
My favorite is just eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, like, as
I
an
love
omelet,
a good omelet.
Yeah, omelet, tomatoes and cheese, or
you
just
know
eggs.
What's so sexy for me, a man who can make an exquisite omelet.
I can't.
And you had a chance and you've blown it. Now, real quick with the egg things, because then I want to hear from you, Liv, but everybody here, when you like eggs, there is a big difference, even though it's the same material. Like, I feel like a sunny side up egg is way different than scrambled eggs, right? It just seems to taste different. How do you like, or like my wife loves poached eggs. How do you, I know, right, girl? How do you like your egg?
I either like it in a frittata, or I like it over medium.
Over easy? Oh, okay.
So over easy, I like it a little bit more than that. So you still get that yolky that's like a little runny, but it's not just straight soup.
Then you put it with the toast a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's so good.
Actually, speaking of
I'm
toast.
I'm getting so hungry.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that to happen. Leah, what do you have? What is your number one breakfast item?
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast. Yes, girl. Is there a good one? Like, where are your go-tos for avocado toast?
I work at the Egg and I in Carmel, and I think we have, like, the best avocado toast in the whole world.
Yes, I'm going to check that out, because the West Coast, they offer that everywhere, but it's not all places
do. Don't you eat that every day, Liv?
I literally have avocado toast at least 3 times a week. I am absolutely obsessed with it, and I have every single restaurant I've gone to, I've probably tried their avocado toast. If they offer it, I have tried it.
Not, so good.
It seems simple enough, but do you smash it up and spread it on like jelly, or do you put like slices of avocado on there, Liv?
Slices are absolutely not the way to go. It's way too messy. You got to smash it and spread it. And when you smash it, you have to add salt and pepper. You have to season an avocado. You can't just put just avocado on your avocado toast.
I'm with you. Avocado smash toast.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the omelet, Mackenzie, because you were kind of dead set on that one as being a top one, what kind of omelet do you get? Is it straight cheese and egg?
Or I
do
get
you
an get crazy? Egg white omelet. This is my order every time. I get an egg white omelet with like white cheddar or American cheese, maybe a little spinach to get some greens, and then I love salmon, so I'll get some salmon lox if I'm feeling fancy.
Hold on.
Over arugula greens, and then on the side, I'll get extra crispy bacon.
Ugh.
Always.
The salmon, that kills it.
It's a healthy protein. It's so good for you.
Turkey.
Get your fish
what
out
do you
here.
Get in there? What do you get in your omelet?
I just like cheese and tomatoes. I'll do some spinach too.
Oh,
or
tomato?
Some
oh, that's gross. And no, an omelet?
So good. Like ketchup too. I put ketchup on it.
You should see Joe's face.
Ketchup's tomatoes.
I like tomatoes.
You put ketchup in an omelet?
I put ketchup on eggs.
Ew.
No. You don't put ketchup on an omelet.
It's so good.
Not what is
an
wrong with you?
Not in an omelet.
Y'all tripping.
No, on eggs,
ketchup
that is acceptable.
Ketchup is loaded with sugar, by the way. It's terrible for you.
We're not even worried about the health benefits right now, Mackenzie. It's just we're worried that he's putting ketchup on an omelet.
So weird.
No.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Every time.
Okay. Majority can't be wrong. All right, you can let us know. Why don't you tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. What is the number one, I know it's a tough decision, breakfast item for you out there? We're obviously celebrating today with National Pancake Day. And if you're listening and you want to slang some pancakes into our mouth hole, hey, come on by and drop them off at the station.
Why you got to put it like that?
Well, what do you call it, your mouth?
Slang it into your mouth hole? Who says that?
Somebody like myself who's hungry.
Gross.
Hey, no pancake shaming, okay?